In Tehran today, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn into office for his second four-year term. The inauguration took place in front of Iran's parliament, but some dignitaries chose not to attend. Out in the streets, protesters voiced their displeasure. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
According to reports from Tehran, the Iranian government deployed some 5,000 riot police and street militia around the parliament building and in nearby streets to make sure nothing would disrupt Ahmadinejad's inauguration inside. But still, according to witnesses, some hundreds of marchers came out to protest what they believe is an election stolen from Mir Hossein Mousavi and awarded to Ahmadinejad. They chanted death to the dictator and other political slogans before truncheon-wielding police broke up the demonstrations. Inside the parliament, although some reformist members walked out, most stayed to hear Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani suggest, here through an interpreter, that the overwhelming majority of Iranians is celebrating Ahmadinejad's re-election.
The Iranian nation took part in their great turnout and they created an epic. We are proud of that, and without a doubt, their turnout will be contributing to the performance of the new government of Mr. Ahmadinejad so that they could fulfill their sublime duties.
Ahmadinejad's remarks suggested that he and the others responsible for installing him remain somewhat sensitive about how his government is perceived internationally. Some nations, Ahmadinejad said, announced that they recognize the election and the government officially, but will not offer congratulations. The clear message of this behavior is that they like democracy only when it serves their interests. Addressing those other nations, Ahmadinejad added, "You should know that nobody in Iran awaits your congratulations. Iranians will neither value your scowling and bullying nor your smiles and greetings." Ahmadinejad was directing his scorn in part at the Obama administration. Yesterday, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs referred to Ahmadinejad as the elected leader of Iran. Today, Gibbs adjusted those comments, saying, "Obviously, the Iranian people still have questions about whether the election was fair, and we'll let them decide that." And indeed, those in the streets have continued to press their case that the June presidential election was rigged and stolen from them. Street protests occurred not only today, but on Monday when Ahmadinejad's re-election was confirmed by Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, and last week as well. It's not just fear of police truncheons and imprisonment that those in the opposition have overcome. As one protester named Ali told the BBC today, demonstrators have also figured out ways to reach one another despite the efforts of the authorities to block their access to means of communication, such as the internet, the cell phone system, and SMS messaging.
People right now not understood how to make a demonstration. Now, after the SMS system stopped, after the monitoring of the phone number and phone call, people understood how to connect and use the technology, Facebook, use anything that they could use. It's a new generation of the demonstration. We are want to show that we are out of the government. We never supporting.
Human rights organizations estimate that several hundred Iranians remain in prison since the police crackdown began in mid-June. Over the weekend, Iran's government put 100 of them on trial for undermining state security. That trial is expected to resume tomorrow. Mike Schuster, NPR News.